People at the open house were looking closely at aerial maps of the site where Walmart wants to build, trying to locate their homes. One of them is Laurel Phoenix, who also happens to be a professor at UW-Green Bay, who studied the long-term economic effects Walmart has on communities. She says the company drives down wages and hurts smaller stores.
It not only would kill the incentive for any small business people that wanted to start any kind of a small retail on our whole half of town, whether it's in the new areas or in the downtown that we're trying to revitalize, but it also lowers the value of retail buildings, because small retail buildings, they get devalued as soon as places like Walmart's come in, because everyone knows who's going to want to lease that building now.
And Phoenix says Walmart stores draw thousands of cars a day, but if there's so much traffic, it's because the stores are popular. And the proposed 203,000 square foot supercenter's future doesn't hinge on the effect Walmart could have on the community. Instead, a company spokesperson says it's all about the zoning. And Roderick Scott says that part of Green Bay is already zoned commercial.
If the zoning permits it and the law permits it, then why wouldn't you have an opportunity to use it? If it is a design that is not pleasing, then it would be something that the city and the Planning Commission would stop and say, well, we don't want this, we don't like it, and change it.
The city planning director supports the supercenter, which would sit on 26.5 acres. But the city's planning commission must be willing to tweak the zoning details on design aspects. The plan includes enough parking for 940 cars, and it incorporates green space and a water runoff retention pond. John Bunker lives just two blocks from the site, and he supports Walmart's plan.
And this is a corridor, and if you look at the comp plan, you'll see that there is very little commercial, and this will be needed. And if it doesn't go in Green Bay, it's going to go in Bellevue, and that's or in Scott. So I'd rather see it inside the city to help property taxes, because if you don't have this, you're going to, taxes are going to go up. We need a business.
Green Bay City Planning Commission votes on the Supercenter May 22nd. If approved, it could go to the whole city council in June. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.